This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Kraft, CRAFT, first name Steve, S-T-E-V-E, date of birth July 16, 1959, date of evaluation May 26, 2022, referring physician Dr. Swartz. The chief complaint, 62-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 62-year-old male who reports right shoulder injury dating to 2015, period. He was carrying a conduit when he suddenly felt weak, period. He noted pain in the shoulder, period. He was then evaluated and underwent a conservative course of treatment to include steroid injections, period. More recently, he had worsening symptoms of pain, period. Pain is described as sharp, period. It is worsened on use of the involved arm, /shoulder. This is especially worse when he brings the shoulder arm above his head, period. Pain then becomes 10/10, period. It is localized to the right shoulder and is associated with decreased range of motion, period. Due to his progressive illness, he had been evaluated and was felt to require surgery, period. He is expected to undergo right total shoulder arthroplasty with possible reverse total shoulder arthroplasty, period. The patient currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The additional history includes that his conservative therapies involve Celebrex, period. He received 3 cortisone injections, physical therapy, and light duty, period. Despite the above, he had worsened and on examination was noted to have right-guarded and painful shoulder motions of 110 degrees flexion and 80 degrees abduction, period. MRI from January 4, 2022, found severe glenohumeral osteoarthritis, period. There was superior and posterior migration of the humeral head, moderately severe supraspinatus tendinosis with tiny partial thickness tears, period. There was partial thickness tears of the supraspinatus /infraspinatus junction, period, partial thickness tear of the subscapularis, and AC hypertrophy was also noted to be present, period. He was then diagnosed with incomplete right cuff tear, bicipital tendinitis, and osteoarthritis, period. Again, patient is currently scheduled for surgery. He has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Past medical history, unremarkable. Past surgical history, he stated that he has steel rods in his back dating to 1986. He has had a steel ankle, he has had steel placed in the left wrist, period. number, he has had right knee meniscal repair. Next number, torn right biceps greater than 15 years ago, period. The medication, Celebrex 200 milligrams 1BID. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking or drug use. He notes occasional alcohol use. Review of systems. Otherwise, unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 126/87, pulse 81, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 232.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin reveals tattoos involving the shoulders bilateral, period. Abdomen is mildly obese. Bowel sounds are normally active. No masses or tenderness noted. No organomegaly is present, period. Musculoskeletal. Left shoulder reveals crepitus, period. The right shoulder demonstrates severe tenderness on abduction and external rotation, period. There is significantly decreased range of motion, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 70 beats per minute. There is left anterior fascicular block. There is evidence of left atrial enlargement. Period. Left axis deviation noted. Period. The impression. This is a 62-year-old male with history of industrial injury to the right shoulder, period. He is now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. He is noted to have abnormal ECG, period. He has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. He is otherwise asymptomatic, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same pending review of laboratory results. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.